The sheep, thought to be the world's wooliest, has finally been shorn. The six-year-old Merino, found at a Tasmanian farm on the weekend, had his first ever haircut today as his owners tried to take the title from New Zealand. Lauren Day travelled to the Tasmanian Midlands to see Sean's inner sheep emerge from his woolly carapace.
It was a sound which was new to the matted Merino's woolly ears. After evading the shearing shed for 6 years, it was finally time for Sean to get shorn.
Oh, he hasn't hardly moved. He's a true gentleman, this young fella.
Shearing instructor Jack Monks did the honours and said he had to be careful to make sure the fleecing wasn't fatal.
You don't take it all off them because it's going to be such a shock to him. It's like you having three overcoats on and taking them off and walking outside and doing an ice bucket challenge, isn't it? So he's going to feel it for a few days.
Sean is believed to have escaped a vineyard on the state's east coast during a bushfire, more than 50 kilometres from the Midlands farm where he was found hiding on Sunday. Murray Best from the Australian Wool Network says he's amazed by the quality of the fleece.
It's extraordinarily good, considering. It's obviously the sheep's been on natural pasture all for its 6 years as it's wandered around.
Have you seen a fleece like this before?
No, not in my bit over 40 years. I haven't seen anything like this.
Sean's new owners had been trying to take the title for the heaviest single fleece from New Zealand escapee Shrek, whose wool weighed a whopping 27 kilograms. As the fleece was placed on the scales, neighbours and television crews, including one from New Zealand, gathered around, craning for a glimpse at the dial.
23 and a half.
Oh!
Be generous.
What do you have to go?
27. Oh, what do you make of that, Nettie? Oh, well, New Zealand just keep one record.
Sean's new owner, Nettie Hazel, says she's just pleased he's been relieved of his load.
Oh, it would have been nice to have it, but the most important thing is that he's got the fleece off and now we can concentrate on making sure that he's well and survives it.
She's been overwhelmed by the international response to Sean.
I'm surprised. I am just so surprised. We've had phone calls and emails from Canada, from Japan, from all around the world, and I just can't believe it. But the best part about it is it's putting wool back into fashion.
The fleece will now tour the state's agricultural show circuit before making its way back to the farm where Sean was finally shorn. And he'll live out his days with new girlfriend Prue the ewe.
He will go to our spoilt paddock and live with Prue and probably do a few guest appearances around the state.
Nettie Hazel, the owner of Sean the sheep, who'll probably be quite cold tonight, I should think.